because you take a stand on moral issues in the Word of God? How dare you have the audacity to be judgmental and to be divisive and to hurt my feelings and my emotions and say something that I believe is okay is in sin against the God who created them.
This is Living Truth for Today with Bill Rudge, a ministry dedicated to reaching the world with the good news of Jesus Christ and challenging believers to reach their maximum potential in Christ. God's Word tells us the nation of Israel will be the focus of the world during the end times. With what we see today, those times could be now. People who don't know God's Word may miss the signs the rest of us are seeing. This is part two of a message titled, When Will You Believe? And here's Bill Rudge.
I was up in Erie at a New Age Center, and I was talking to someone. I mentioned how I had just come back from Israel and Jerusalem, and they're very hostile to organized religion. So she thought she had me. She said, Bill, look what's going on over in Jerusalem. You've got your Christians, you've got your Jews, and you've got your Muslims all fighting. And that's really of God? I said, Carol, what you're neglecting to understand is that Jesus foretold 2,000 years ago that Israel would come back as a nation, that all the world events would focus in and around Israel, the temple would be rebuilt, and the armies of the world would one day surround Israel and Jerusalem and attempt to annihilate them. So all this conflict you see going on over there, Carol, is merely a fulfillment of prophecies in the Scripture. Boy, did her countenance change. She followed me out to the car. She said, what you just said is so fascinating. Do you have any literature to explain it further? Could you meet with my husband? Because he doesn't believe in anything. You see, we have the evidence, and prophecy is what gives you and I the edge over any other belief system that is out there. And I believe the temple will be rebuilt. Oh, before 1948, impossible. After 1948 to this day, it seemingly is impossible because of what's going on with the jihad. But I was over there in the Temple Institute, and there are distinct plans growing daily for the necessity to rebuild that temple. And I believe the one that will enable them to build it will be the one that will sign that 7-year peace treaty recorded in Daniel and will be none other than the Antichrist. They will think this is the temple of the Messiah. They'll be back to the temple. When I talked to the Jews over there and said, you know, there's an Antichrist coming that's going to deceive you, he said, impossible. Anyone that would help us rebuild that temple has got to be of God and the Messiah, and we will receive him. Well, we know what happens there in the middle of the 7-year tribulation period. The Antichrist desecrates the temple, and the Jews refuse to worship him as God, and he begins a persecution that makes the Nazi Holocaust seem like a very small picnic in comparison. And so we see all these things lining up, okay? And so I ask people, when will you believe? How many things have to be lining up on the world scene before you finally get away from that perception that the guy had about the Lone Ranger that I really don't see it. I don't think it's going to happen that way. We'll look at a few more. There's no doubt that you and I today are heading towards a one-world government, a global monetary system, a potentially cashless society, and a unity of religion. It's inevitable. Anyone can see that. I don't have to give you any more illustrations. I could give you all kinds of out of the news and current events, but we can see that unless your heads are in the sand like the friend about the Lone Ranger. It's inevitable. Our nation, our world is moving that way. But what's interesting is just 20 years ago, when I was proclaiming this, people said, you're crazy. It will never happen. We're too divided nationally, territorially, monetarily, socially, religiously, culturally. Never will happen. And we are definitely on the verge of seeing it today. A stepping stone to the day when you will not be able to buy or sell without a mark on your hand or forehead. We didn't have the technology too long ago. We have the technology to implement now. They are tracing every single one of you. They know what you like, what you do. Everyone's being monitored. We are just steps away. There's already plans in the making to turn it into a global economy in the coming years. So perhaps when you're no longer able to buy or sell, perhaps when a generation has to take a mark of the beast, and hopefully we will not be here, but hopefully at that time they'll finally realize, oh my goodness, God's word is fulfilled. The Jews had trouble accepting Jesus as the Messiah because he didn't usher in peace. They got mixed up because they didn't realize the Messiah was coming twice. They have two Messiahs, many of the rabbis I talked to, some of the teachings of the rabbis. It's first Messiah ben Joseph, the suffering servant, and then Messiah ben David will come. And so they don't realize the Messiah came twice. The first time he came like Messiah ben Joseph to suffer for our sins. The second time he will come like Messiah ben David as the ruling, reigning king. And many Jews and Muslims around the world are having their eyes opened up and are actually coming to faith in Jesus Christ. I want to read to you excerpts from a speech at the World Government Summit of 2023. It was the chairman. And I'll just read some excerpts. He said this, and we are just now where we move into the exponential phase, artificial intelligence, not only artificial intelligence, but also the metaverse, new space technologies. Our life in 10 years will be completely different, very much affected. And who masters these technologies in some way will be the master of the world. And that's exactly where it is all heading. And we know from a biblical perspective who and what. So there are four abominations I've spoken about before. I won't go into detail. There's four abominations repeated in Revelation about the tribulation period, which leads me to conclude that we are very close to that. The first one is sexual morality. Unbridled sexual perversion and immorality will be refused to be repented of. And we see that in our culture and world today without me getting specific. And then we also see that violence and murders will be rampant across the nation like it was in the days of Noah, where violence just superseded everything. And I don't have to give you comments or illustrations regarding that. And then the third one is theft and lies. And you see that going on in high places. Deception, lies. Truth is thrown to the ground. All that matters is our agenda and accomplishing our goals, okay? And the fourth one I want to focus a few more minutes on is sorcery, worshiping demons, and idolatry. I had a chance yesterday to go to a Third Eye spiritual fair. There were psychics and tarot card readers there. And I engaged several of them in conversation, had a chance to witness. They even took some of my literature. But one of them said something interesting. First, she has angels that visit her. And I said, could they be demonic beings? Could they be that Satan's transformed into an angel of light? No, no, no. Anything like that has to be of God. The only demons that are around are negative energy and negative thoughts. And then I clarified that. And then we got on to about, you know, Jesus dying for the sins of the world. She goes, no, no, no. Did not happen. Jesus did not die for the sins of the world. Jesus died because he was rejecting organized religion. So I tried to clarify that. And then many other things we were engaging in, but that's why I like to get with them because I get their thoughts and their perspective. Then we get into the scripture and I said, listen, the Bible alone has the evidence. She goes, no, no, the Bible full of mythology. It's just people's experience. It's been changed so many times throughout history. Unreliable. I said, really? I said, I just came from being over in Qumran in Israel. And I said, it's interesting that they found discoveries in the Dead Sea Scrolls over there in Dead Sea Caves area of manuscripts from the Bible going back 300 years BC. That's 2,300 years ago. And guess what? I said, they are almost exact. Very minor word changes when the language changes in cultures. Almost exact translations of what we hold today. She had no answers for those things, and she had no answers for life. It's complete darkness, just complete hopelessness, groping after all these different experiences, new age spells, rituals, things to try to obtain enlightenment and realize you're gods. And then from there, I went to the Witch's Night Out to just hang out there for a few hours. And now many of those people there were just there for fun, let's be fair. They were just dressed up like witches to have a fun time is what they told me. Others were dabblers. They're interested in the occult. Some of them were actually Christians. You know, well, I believe in Jesus, but you know, I'm also checking these things out. And then the third ones were the hardcore. I mean, they were Wiccans, they were witches, they were committed to that. There were tarot card readings going on. There were children there dressed up. Those were not innocent, fun things. Those were opening people up. Just like if someone came to hear an evangelist speak, there's going to be an impact by the Holy Spirit to deal with them. When they go into those environments, there is a demonic spirit that plants seeds in these young people's hearts to lure them away. And they do not know that the end result is not going to be what they want. No wonder Revelation talks about Mystery Babylon being the religion of the end times. Apostasy, Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. And we're seeing all that happen today. And we're seeing Mystery Babylon being set up. You see, what's amazing to me is when I talk to people involved in Eastern mysticism, and when I talk to people in the occult, witchcraft, Wicca, when I talk to people in meditation and New Age spirituality, or even atheists, they have no problem with all this new spirituality. They have no problem because they say, you know, there is no sin. We're all little gods. They're all inclusive in this one big religion. But guess who's excluded? Biblical Christianity. Because I believe Jesus Christ is the unique only way of salvation. So I'm excluded. So with this Babylon religion coming, it's going to persecute those that believe. Matter of fact, it says that they'll be persecuted for two reasons. Number one, because of the Word of God. Because you take a stand on moral issues in the Word of God, how dare you have the audacity to be judgmental and to be divisive and to hurt my feelings and my emotions and say something that I believe is okay is in sin against the God who created them. And the second thing is your testimony for Jesus. Because you stand up and testify that Jesus Christ is the only way. And so because of that, we read as the fifth trumpet judgment, I believe it is, that demonic beings that were so vile and wicked in Genesis that God has put them in the bottomless pit. If you think I'm taking this out of context, go back when Jesus dealt with the Gadarene demoniac. And the demons possessed man said, please do not cast us into the abyss, the bottomless pit. Send us into the swine. Because there was a place reserved for the most wicked of evil spirits, and they are released because the world has turned to occultism, sorcery, witchcraft, worshiping demons, and God will release them, and they will torment people for 5 months, hoping to bring them to repentance so they don't lose eternity.
Amen. If we believe Jesus when he says, no one can come to the Father but by me, then we are the problem today. Anti-Semitism is at an historic high, and the hatred of Christians will be close behind. It sounds like the prophecies in the book of Revelation, and we'll get into that book next time. If you're worried about the turmoil we're seeing in the Middle East and around the world, it could be that you're not certain of your eternal future. If you believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord, but haven't yet asked him to be your Savior, we can help you do that right now. You can follow me in this prayer. Dear Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner and I need salvation. I know that you paid the price for my sin by your death on the cross. Thank you, Jesus. I know that you died and rose again to conquer sin and death. And I ask you now to live in my heart, starting today, to be my Lord and Savior. Help me to walk with you. And let me live with you forever. In Jesus' name, amen. You've been listening to Living Truth for Today with Bill Rudge. You can learn more about this ministry at billrudge.org. That's billrudge.org. Or write us at Living Truth for Today, P.O. Box 108, Sharon, Pennsylvania, 16146. And please pray for this ministry as we strive to reach out in Jesus' name. And thank you for listening.